One of the areas that would be most affected by Governor Dunleavy's budget proposal is education. About 23% of K-12 funding would be cut. The governor also proposed a 41% cut to the University of Alaska system. As Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early reports, education leaders are deeply worried about how the cuts will affect schools.
During his unveiling of the budget proposal, Governor Dunleavy said that education is one of the largest cost drivers in the state and that efficiencies needed to be made.
It's going to compel school districts to evaluate how they spend their money. As you know, spending is a local control issue. It's not controlled by the state. The funding is.
In a press conference held shortly after the budget was released in Fairbanks, University of Alaska President Jim Johnson stated that in the past few years, the university has already made significant cuts to adjust to smaller budgets.
We've laid off over 1,200 faculty and staff. We have cut over 50 academic and degree certificate programs. We have been forced to raise tuition, and we have watched our enrollment decline.
He called the cuts proposed by the governor today, quote, devastating. He says the university has never had to deal with cuts of that magnitude. One of the programs that the budget proposal would cut is the WAMI Medical School program, the only means for students to become doctors in state. Johnson says if the budget proposal goes through, he's confident that other programs would also have to be cut and campuses would need to shut down.
I respect the governor's boldness and his vision for a sustainable and growing Alaska. This budget, however, at least how it impacts Alaska's university system, guts one of our state's most powerful tools for realizing that vision.
Public schools across the state would see a total loss of about $300 million under the governor's proposed budget. Anchorage School District Superintendent Dina Bishop says that in the state's largest school district, about 1 in 6 Anchorage residents will be affected by these cuts.
48,000 students, 6,000 employees, and that's not even including parents that come in and out of our doors. So we're a significant piece of what we know is our society here in Anchorage.
Under the proposal, the district would see a decrease of about $110 million. Bishop says that would bring the district back to budget levels from over a decade ago. She adds that while the cuts would be felt hard in Anchorage, rural districts would have an even tougher time getting quality educators to teach there.
Even with resources, it's been hard to attract people to our entire state, given the setup of just different systems, whether it's a retirement system, distance, things like that. It's different in rural Alaska.
During his campaign and as governor, Dunleavy has prioritized public safety and job creation. Bishop argues having a strong education system is vital to those goals, and education cuts run opposite to the governor's priorities. With help from Dan Bross in Fairbanks, in Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.